Dalit believers in India will have to wait months to hear if they have equal rights. Anti-Christian violence begins to affect a ministry team in India, and a film on the life of Christ is used as a teacher's resource in Europe. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India's Supreme Court has delayed a hearing that would overturn a 1950 decision that takes away affirmative action rights once Dalits become Christians. These untouchables have to wait on a commission investigation. Hope Givers International's Bill Bray says this means the court is taking it seriously. If Christians receive affirmative action rights, doors will be wide open.
They can be promoted in the military, promoted in government service, and Christians will be treated more as equals. Now these doors are opening to the Christians. And it's up to them to use this opportunity to witness.
While the Dalits wait on the Supreme Court decision, Bray says many are already turning to Christ.
The number of congregations have grown from 11,000 to 21,000 in a year. That shows you how big the movement is and how desperate the movement is for trained leadership.
Hope Givers should graduate 10,000 from their seminary about the same time the court hears the case. Next, there have been several hundred reported incidents of anti-Christian violence in India this year. Most of it's taken place at the hands of Hindu nationalists. As their movement grows, so too do anti-conversion laws. Grace Ministries' Sam Vinton says it's beginning to have an impact on their teams.
Pastors feel more and more they have to be careful who they speak to because of the possibility of someone coming and saying that they were trying to force people to become Christians. That has become, a more serious issue, especially in some of the cities.
Vinton urges prayer, not only for the safety, but also for the future growth of their ministry in India.
I think one thing we should pray is boldness. I think that for Christians to be bold is certainly a biblical injunction and take the consequences. I think that the other part of our prayer is that God would work in the hearts of the leaders to open up the possibilities for freedom to share their faith.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Banda Aceh and Nias Island, Indonesia, were two areas hit hard by the tsunami in South Asia 10 months ago. International Aid, a Christian humanitarian organization, is still helping. IA's President Miles Fish just returned from Indonesia, where he attended a grand opening for two of their projects. The first one was in Banda Aceh.
It's a facility that we've put together in partnership with Johnson & Johnson and the World Health Organization to provide repair services for medical equipment.
Fish says the other project is their child survival program.
That's taking place in 8 different villages in very remote part of Nias Island. And these are opportunities for us to provide just very basic health care services to the population of those villages.
While predominantly Muslim, Fish says Christians are being accepted in this area.
Everyone knows what our motivations are. Our hope is that we'll be able to develop personal relationships so that we will one day have the opportunity to explain in more depth who Jesus Christ is.
Meanwhile, an Argentinian church of about 200 set out to evangelize their community. Volunteers handed out over 2,000 books of hope in the public schools. With enthusiasm spreading, schools picked it up for curriculum. Family visitations grew into radio distribution. A festival culminated the campaign where more than 3,000 people were exposed to the gospel. What started out as an outreach to a few hundred wound up reaching a whole community. Pray the message takes hold. And many European schools are required to teach religion. To cover the Christianity segment, the Jesus film is being used in public schools throughout Western Europe. Teachers are given lesson plans, worksheets, and activity suggestions to accompany the film. The program was first tested by a group of European teachers, and changes were made based on their feedback. Now children can learn about the life of Christ while learning arithmetic. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the latest MNN newsletter featuring stories on Hurricane Katrina, the Pakistan earthquake, and more, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to our website at missionnetworknews.org, where you can find podcasting, church bulletin inserts, and more. I'm Greg Yoder.